broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
911 emergency,
tell me the sign's recorded. We have a police officer over here being excessive right now.
The bishop wanted to do something very, very special for his
birthday.
We
have seen a dramatic spike.
Tyler asked him, are you a racist?
We want to vote for somebody with a name like Barack Hussein Obama.
Are you gay?
World-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast with a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch, and we go through the looking glass and beyond. We go places other talk shows cannot go in order to find you that golden and sterling rod of... Boy, I'm getting a little over the top, aren't I? Golden sterling rod of, you know, truth. All right. And laughs. Truth and laughs, man. 877-876-PHIL, online at philhendryshow.com right now as well. If you want to watch as well as listen to the show, that's the place to be. And by the way, if you have your mobile device, your Android, your Evo, we are available by way of your mobile phone. So wherever you go, if you're heading out in the evening hours, if you are driving out to work, if you're coming home from work, and while you're driving, you'd also like to watch our show, please do. Just keep one hand on the wheel and then look at the phone. And I'm sure there's not that much traffic out there. You'll be able to navigate it. You know, if you're a passenger in a car is what I'm trying to say. So you can also watch the show as well as listen. And you can listen as well to all of our downloads on your mobile phone. So that is. And by the way, I just heard where iPhone is finally going to break down and go. They're going to go flash, although I don't know. We'll find out. So that's philhendryshow.com. Coming up, Dave Oliva, an aspiring police officer, a student of criminal justice, is going to be talking with us about this excessive force case in Orlando, what they're calling an excessive force case. We have some very revealing 911 audio to play for you. The headline from the Orlando Sentinel, police action against 84-year-old man was over the top and excessive, according to one witness, to the altercation. Also coming up tonight, a woman's body is cut in half to treat cancer, and she survives. This is a new surgical technique. It's unbelievable. We have face transplants. We're cutting people's bodies in half. It's all ahead on our show, 877-876-PHIL. First off, let's take a look at this story from Orlando. We have some audio. We'll also bring on Dave Oliva here in just a second. According to one witness, a person who saw this man, 84 years of age, hip-checked, allegedly, by an Orlando police officer, it was excessive. That, at least, according to one of the witnesses, and we'll find out what, we'll certainly find out what Dave has to think. Here is an unidentified man in this first clip calling 911 to report the officer's incident with this 84-year-old World War II veteran.
911 emergency, tell me this line's recorded.
We have a police officer over here being excessive right now. We just called a little bit ago about this people getting harassed for getting towed. Well, there was an 86-year-old man who was arguing about his car getting towed, and he had been drinking. He touched a police officer. This young police officer flips him through the air on his face.
Okay, in this next clip, the caller is outraged at the treatment that this elderly man received.
Oh, this is just, this is totally over the top.
Okay, the sergeant's on the way out there also. What, do you want to meet with an officer?
I want to meet with the mayor after watching that. That was incredible. Totally obsessive.
Well, the paramedics are on the way, okay? And do you want to meet with an officer?
Believe me, I'm going to be talking to the whole hierarchy up to the governor if I have to, because what you guys did was absolutely over the top. Absolutely.
Okay.
An 86-year-old man, you're flipping him through the air on his head. Good job. Tough guys.
Okay.
I'll be waiting.
Well, that's a guy who apparently thought that the caller, even though she does represent the sheriff's department, had a hand in it. Dave Oliva is with us. Dave, a student of criminal justice as well as law enforcement, and at some point is going to be attending the L.A. Police Academy. What do you think of that?
Well, I think... You know, I think you might have touched on something there, Mr. Henry. I think that guy on that 911 call obviously has an agenda, you know. I wouldn't be surprised, to be perfectly honest with you, I don't know, you know, if it's time to really tell, you know, what I think, but I'll tell you what I think right now. That guy who made that 911 call, to me, it sounds like, you know, almost, you could almost say he set it up or something, you know.
Well, no, that's an interesting point of view. But I must say, Dave, and I know that you probably are biased in favor of the police. You know,
well, I'm biased in favor of truth. You know, I'm biased in favor of truth. And I don't want to be a member of a police force that is going to look the other way if their officers are guilty of some kind of excessive force. Now, I will say, you know, my aspirations lie with the Los Angeles Police Department. They do not lie with the Orlando, Florida Police Department. So I don't know what they teach them down there, and I don't, you know, I'm not all that interested. I know they go to a police academy like every other police officer, but that man there on that 911 call has almost made my argument for me, because I was going to say to you tonight, and I continue to say to you, you know, I mean, I'm not looking to say anything other than the following thing. That to me, it's pretty suspicious that all of a sudden this guy has got a busted neck and he's laying in a hospital bed under a tent. And he's getting all this love, you know. I know what a hip check is. A hip check does not make you fly up and fall on your head. A hip check is when basically somebody's trying to get past you. You push your hip out and you just sort of, you know, you lift them up and sort of lay them almost gently on the cement. You don't throw them through the air or anything like that. You know,
you lay them gently. Now, tell me again, because I don't know, and most of us don't know what a hip check is.
Well, I mean, it's a pretty standard maneuver, and it's pretty easy on the body. Has anybody checked out if this old man's neck is really broken?
Well, come on, man. I mean, he's in a hospital.
Well, here's the point I'm trying to make. If you're trying to set up the police to make them look like, you know, criminals, and that they're, you know, messing up old people and going around and messing everybody up. It's not a very difficult thing to have your friend standing by to call 911 and go, yeah, okay, when you see me, you know, fly through the air or whatever, call 911.
Now, let's be realistic. What this elderly man, okay, is in the hospital right now with a broken neck. That is the statement of the hospital, and at least that one witness that we heard, the 911 caller, saying that it was excessive.
Okay, I understand that, Mr. Ernie, but what I'm trying to say to you is, I know what a hip check is. You're not going to go flying through the air, and if this man is a World War II veteran, then I would expect, and I don't think that I'm being too far off, that he would be a little bit tougher than to be crying, you know, about, oh man, you know, the police, they you know, may hip check me, you know, where they lay you gently on the cement. You know, if you're telling me he breaks his neck on something as gentle as a hip check, this is a trained soldier, and he can't handle being placed on the ground gently by a trained police officer. Then, and
being placed gently on the ground. So you're telling me that a hip check is where they bump you and then what?
Then they place one arm underneath your shoulders, one arm under your knees, and lay you on the ground. Okay, that's what a hip check is.
What? Hold on. What do you mean one arm under the shoulders and one arm under the knees and lay you on the ground? If you're being aggressive, what makes anybody think that you're going to allow anybody to place you gently on the ground?
Because if you think about in that position, you are unable to do anything. If you're holding on to someone under the shoulders and holding on to somebody who's under the legs, you can't. You're off the ground, okay? So you have no contact with the pavement. You have no contact with the ground. You can't do anything, okay? That's number one. Number two, I've you know, just in my own personal, like, what would you call, private experience, okay? I've had a lot of experience, you know, with old people or elderly people. They are with an organization called AARP, and they can, you know, be encouraged sometimes, I think, to, you know, put up some kind of a, what do you want to call it, like a stink, you know, so they can get their big lawsuit going, you know. And
Well, now you're talking about AARP being in on something, and I would find that very, very hard to believe.
Well, you can find it hard to believe, but let me tell you what I'm mostly trying to say. this does not, to me, look completely legitimate, and I think people have to start looking more critically at this. It sounds to me like they're trying to set up a cop. And ever since I was a kid, I wanted to be a cop. Cops have been victimized over and over and over again by some old man or some old lady, like that old, you know, that old bag in Texas.
And the elderly woman, Dave, is what I think I would like to call her, you know.
All right, but you can say that if you want, Mr. Ernie. To me, that old bag in Texas who got tased, look what she did. She extorted $80,000 from that small town. And the reason why is because she was an old lady, and people felt sorry for an old lady getting tased, even though she should have been tased like triple the amount of electricity. And it still wouldn't have hurt her, but I think with an old lady like that, you have to tase her to the point where it paralyzes her mouth or something, because she was not going to shut up.
And you're going to do something that's really going to hurt somebody, okay? And that what we're talking about here is, did this man, did the police really hurt this man? You're saying no.
No way. No way. No way. And that dude who placed that 911 call, I would like to speak to that man. If he's in the Orlando area, I would like to speak to you, because I don't believe you saw what you saw. I think what you did is you set out that night to start a problem. I think you set out that night to victimize a cop.
Do we know the name of the man that placed that call?
I don't know his name.
Oh, here. No, well, we know the name of the gentleman who was the recipient of this force, Daniel Daly Jr.
Yeah, 84, you know, but a World War II vet? Give me a break. A guy like that who's stuck a bayonet into a German or something, or whatever they did, to say that he is a some kind of a sissy.
Nobody's saying he's a sissy. What they're saying is that this guy was hip-checked violently.
Well, I suspect that that caller is probably the old man. Could be a relative, or could be a member of, you know, like his homeowner, or would you call a homeowner, like that lady, or something like that.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. What's the name of that guy? Did that 911 caller? I'm looking at the article here. You know what? During the break, I'll find it, I'm sure, because we have an extensive article here, and I'm sure that the caller at some point is identified. 877-876-PHIL is the number here. We'll continue with Dave Oliver, who believes that the so-called excessive force in Orlando over the weekend may be that they're trying to set up a cop. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL. Dave Oliver with us. We're going to take some phone calls, too. Obviously, people very interested in this story. It broke yesterday about an elderly World War II veteran who was, and I'm quoting again, Dave, violently hip-checked to the ground. You say it's a gentle move, but people say, the witnesses say it was violent. Now, let me just tell you this. There were callers to from the bar, the Caboose Bar. The callers were expressing frustration with the owner of a grocery store who was asking that these cars be moved. Cars were reportedly parked illegally on the sidewalk, and the officers were responding to this request. Somebody from the Ivanhoe grocery store called at 10:05 to report a man, quote, going crazy because a car was being towed. He's ex-military. Everyone's telling me he's a wacko, the caller said.
We're right there. There you go. There you go. There you go. See, you know, if you dig deep enough, Mr. Henry, and there it is right there. He's obviously ex-military, which we know, and could it be suffering from post-traumatic? I don't know. You know, World War II veteran. How long does it last if you go through a bad trauma? You know, if you put a bayonet in a Japanese or something. But this guy is obviously nuts. And if he was nuts, then he should be thankful that they did not put the taser gun on him. And, you know, that old lady got tased and she got up and walked away and sued, you know. That's probably what this guy's going to do.
Well, there's no doubt there's going to be a lawsuit.
Yeah, by that guy that called 911, who I think put that old man into that situation to get his kicks watching an old man fly through the air.
Now, whoa, man. You're going from saying that that guy that called 911 is some kind of a cop hassler to he set it up?
He sounded like the kind of guy that would, yeah.
877-876-PHIL. No, it's a guy that saw it and called it in. Here is Julie in Worcester, Mass. Hello, Julie. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I had wanted to comment on the guy's calling. He's calling the man a sissy. How old is that? The veteran.
What is he?
The veteran's 84.
Yeah, and he's 84 years old, and the guy's calling him a sissy. Now, if he's being knocked to the ground, how is he a sissy when he's 84 years old? I mean, I doubt any 84-year-old can tolerate that.
He was in World War II, so, you know, World War II, you heard about that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, okay. You know, Japanese, like bayoneting Japs and everything?
Let's not say Japs, all right?
Sorry. Well, how can you... Well, if he's a World War II veteran... And he's crying about a little hip check. There's something wrong with this picture.
A little hip check. I'm a female, and I have been arrested a couple times, and I have never resisted arrest, and the police have always used excessive force on me. Too much excessive.
Yeah.
He's 80-some years old. He can't put...
Yes, ma'am.
What 84-year-old? I mean, their bones are, you know, they're going to break. I mean, he's not a sissy. He's just 84 years old, and he's being thrown to the ground.
Well, I can see your agenda, ma'am. You're a serial, infringer. You've been arrested before, you say?
I mean, yeah,
I think you would have... I don't think you'd have a good opinion of cops then, so... I don't think that we're getting
point of view there. I don't.
Well, no, Dave, you're going to go to the police academy, so you're not exactly objective.
Well, but I know, but I mean, everybody's been dumping on the cops.
I don't have a problem with police, just the ones that lie, and like I was telling your call screener, they stick together no matter what. I was telling him a story when I was in jail. One of the officers was making sexual comments to me, and when I threatened to do something about it, the lieutenant actually came down and talked to me about it and threatened lie detector test, and he said he was going to stand by his officers no matter
what. What are you doing going to jail? Most people stay out of jail and, like, get jobs and stuff.
I mean, that's irrelevant. About that. We're talking about
how you've been to jail and stuff.
I'm telling a story about how even when you guys are in the wrong, you're going to stick together no matter what.
Well, I mean, even if you were in the wrong, you wouldn't admit you were wrong. You would say you were right. You're calling cops liars, I'm sure, you know. I mean, but the point is, most people stay out of jail, you know. Most people stay out of jail. What are you doing in jail?
Okay,
all right, let's stick with the point here, okay?
Well, she brought it up, Mr. Henry, and, you know, I'm an aspiring police officer, and I want to, you know, I mean, if she's a criminal, then what am I doing talking to her?
She's not a criminal. She's saying, in her experience with the police.
Well, I would
I've been in some bad experiences before. With them.
But I would have to say then that you're not exactly an unpolluted source, you know?
Look it.
Okay.
What is, in your experience, Julie, what is a hip check, by the way?
Go ahead.
Gentle.
What's a hip check?
Thank you very much
for your call. 877-876-PHIL. We're having a problem, obviously, tonight, people hearing us.
Well, I can tell you what a hip check, I already told you what a hip check was.
No, I thought if she could tell me in her experience...
Mr. Henry, I seriously doubt if that lady, in her experience, was even conscious, you know, when police arrested her. She sounds like probably her problem is mostly, she likes a little, let's put it this way. If you ever heard that song, Mr. Bojangles, it goes, I drinks a bit, you know. So, I drinks a bit.
All right. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Walter, listening on WTKK in Boston tonight. Go ahead, Walter.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Who's your student of psychology that you have right here, or student of?
You talking to me?
Say again?
Are you asking me what my name is, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, my name's Dave. What's yours?
Say that again.
I said my name's Dave. What's yours?
Oh, David. My name is Walter.
No, I didn't say David. I said Dave.
Dave. Oh, I'm sorry, Dave.
Yeah. You got the same problem that girl's got, man?
Hey, Dave.
Okay. What can I do for you, Walter?
Okay.
Can you hear me now, man? Can you hear me now, man? Can you hear me, man?
Dave. Dave.
All right, hold on for Walter, hold on for a minute. We got to take a break. 877-876 Phil, world famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. Phil Henry.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. With me is David Oliva. He's a student of criminal justice and law enforcement at L.A. Canyon College and eventually wants to make a career police work. We've been talking to Dave. He's on the line with us about the excessive force story out of Orlando, where some witnesses are claiming that an Orlando police officer used excessive force in hip-checking an 84-year-old World War II veteran who apparently had been going a little bonkers because his car was being towed, Dave.
Well, Andy, I think you need to also mention to your listeners, Mr. Henry, that the people at the grocery store that was next to this caboose bar have been complaining about these cars being parked. See, you know, people who just park their car wherever they feel like parking their car, that says something about that person. That says that they're looking for a problem, you know. If you park your, if it says, don't park on a sidewalk. And from reading this story, the people were parking on a sidewalk. Okay, already, as a police officer, my antenna goes up and think, okay, somebody wants to rock and roll tonight? Okay, I'm going to rock and roll, you know. If no one wants to not rock and roll, okay, I won't rock and roll, you know. But if you park your car on a sidewalk, okay, you know, I'm going to have to say you're looking, you know, you're looking to rock and roll. Okay, so now they call up the police. The police come out. And here comes this alcoholic or whatever he is.
He's a World War II. I don't know if he's an alcoholic. The man had a lot to drink.
Well, I mean, he comes out. He's 84. Now, is this guy Superman? No, he is not. Does he think the police officer can't lay a hand on him because he's a World War II vet? If he does, he found out different. And another thing, hey, old man, you're 84 and you still don't know where to park your car? Okay, those three things together. That he wanted to rock and roll, that, like, he's stupid, and that he, you know, was also stupid to park his car. That tells me something, you know.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. We had Walter hanging on. I apologize to the gentleman. Walter, hi. We're back. We had to take
Hello.
A break, but thank you for hanging on. Go ahead, sir.
Not a problem. I know how the breaks go. Hey, Dave, just to let you know there, bud, you need to go from being a student of criminal justice back into a student of idiocy because you'll never make
right?
it at LAPD, okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
You'll never make it to the academy, bro, and I'm going to just let you know that right now. You're never going to
really?
Make it. This show
okay.
is nationally aired, okay? Some of the people making the decision to let you into my beloved LAPD are going to listen to this. Hey,
whatever.
Find
whatever.
A new line of work, okay?
Now, how
find
come you got busted?
Work,
how come you busted out? Why'd you bust out?
Oh, why? I
how come they
out?
Fired you?
Here's,
how'd they fire
the
you? Why'd they fire
here's
you, man?
The reason why I
wait a minute.
Out.
The man didn't say he was listen. Fired.
Well, listen, he said he washed out. He washed out.
No,
go
no,
ahead.
No, no. Here's the reason why I washed out. I asked
you washed out, yeah.
questions. Did you hear me?
He washed out.
Well, you let the man talk.
Did you hear me?
Yeah, no, I'm not. I can hear you, man.
Did
you washed out, right?
Dave. I asked too many questions, and the car got too small. You, sir, are never going to make it
sure,
to the gate of the LAPD.
Sure, man. In other words,
Elysian
you
Park,
were a pain in the ass,
California.
Man. You were weird, man. That's your problem.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What does that mean? Walter, what does that mean you asked too many questions, the car was too small? You didn't get along with your partner, or what?
Well, here's the thing with asking too many questions, okay? Question one, why are we so-called policing the poor man's speakeasy when we don't police it in the more upwardly mobile areas.
Hey, man, that's
okay.
none of your business, man. You're a cop. You're supposed to do what you're told, man. That's none of your business, man.
Okay.
That's none of your.
Secondly,
that's none of your business, man.
When the car becomes too small, it's only big enough for one person, and that person, if you don't have enough seniority, is not you. You, sir, will never make it beyond the gate.
In other words, Phil, this guy washed out because he was a discipline problem. That was his problem.
All right.
Period.
All right. All right, Walter. Thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL. I think he just, police work didn't agree with him.
No, that guy, he was a discipline problem, man. Okay, so let's keep a running score. So far tonight, Mr. Henry, the people I've talked to on your show, one is an alcoholic lady who's a jailbird. The other is a cop that washed out. I mean, these are the people that are defending this man who, you know, tried to put his hands on a cop.
The 84-year-old guy was flipped through the air, I think is what we're talking about, whether he put his hands on the cop or not. Here is Tom in Toronto, Canada, listening on CFRB. Go ahead, Tom. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, Mr. Hendry, I just wanted to tell your guest there, Dave. Dave, you don't have much credibility. First of all, I suggest you take a remedial English course because you can't express yourself properly. 80% of police work is about communication and talking to people. Secondly, I can't believe that you're in
a college.
About,
man? Are you an Indian? Are you a native person?
Sorry?
Are you a native person? Are you an Indian?
Why are you asking him that?
No,
because
I'm not.
You've got kind of an Indian way. You got an Indian accent.
What does that have to do with what we're talking about?
Well, because the first thing is, when you're talking to me, you're going, you have to have communication, and you sound almost like an Indian or something. Are you a cop?
What difference does that make? The gentleman's asking you a question. Listen, Tom, don't worry about it. Go ahead and make your statement.
What I just wanted to say is, I don't know that much, with all due respect, gentlemen, about your country, but if this is the type of people that are learning to be police officers and can actually get into a school, I feel sorry for you. I really do, and that's not being, you know, cynical or being rude.
What are you talking about, man? I'm talking about a guy.
I cannot understand how somebody like a person like this Dave,
Dave.
Who can't even speak, who can't properly say a sentence in proper English, who says things like messing around and things like that. Maybe that's the lingo.
Yeah.
By the way, Dave, if you're...
I'm talking American, man.
More than 65 years ago.
I'm talking American, man. What are you talking about? I'm talking American, you know?
The gentleman is just simply saying that when you are, if you're going into a police academy, I'm sure there's going to be written exam. You know, I know a little bit about the L.A. Police Academy because a friend of mine's sister went through the entire academy first in her class.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, yeah. Dave. Well, I'll tell you this. You take a written exam.
No, I want to get back to this guy who's all like, were you down in Orlando? Because what happened was this old drunk comes out of this bar and he's all like, yeah, man, my car, I parked it on the sidewalk. How come it's not here anymore? What? What is that about? So then the police come to him.
Dave, wow, God,
hey, man,
God help.
Are you listening?
Los Angeles.
Are you
oh,
my God, are you trying to tell me that?
Like you. I mean,
oh, my God, so you park your car on the sidewalk in Toronto? Is that what you do? I just want to be clear, man, in case I go to visit.
What does that have to do with hitting an old man?
I'm trying to tell you, man. The guy comes out of the
bar. I
parked
my car on the 50th floor of a skyscraper. That doesn't give a police officer the right to hit me.
I think it would. I think in that case, I would hit you.
Well, then I feel sorry for you.
Are you kidding me?
I feel sorry for your country. I really do. You should get a better caliber of people in your police force. Anyway, you got a great show.
Listen to this guy calls up to insult America, and I was going to hang up and go on top of
you. You can't take that, eh?
You're going to go,
little baby,
hey, man.
You're calling people sissies, and I'm insulting America?
Listen, French-Canadian frog ass.
Oh,
yeah,
well, there you go.
You know, didn't I, man? Yeah. Hey, man, how come you're in Toronto? They hate frogs there.
You know what,
they
Mr. Dave?
Whoa. Hold on, okay?
No, they hate frogs in Toronto. What's he doing there, man? You know what? If you don't watch, I'm going to let my friends know you're there.
Oh, hey, I see. Well, that's the American way.
Watch your language. Watch your language, you dumb frog. Did I say that?
Yeah, you did, man.
Sorry. Well, he busted out with an S. 877-876. First of all, you are baiting my callers.
No, sir, I'm not.
Yes, you are. When the man said, if I park my car on the 50th floor, does that mean I deserve to be hit? And you go, yes.
Mr. Henry, excuse me.
You go, yes. We're asking about competent and responsible and legal police work. And we're asking what are the limits. We're asking what is prescribed as well as proscribed. There's a lot of very serious questions here. And I don't want you thinking that you can take the opportunity to random, willy-nilly insult people.
Mr. Henry, that man said to me, you know, I said that that old man parked his car. And, boy, I'll tell you, man, you know, I'm really ashamed. This is America, and that Canadian called up.
Will you shut up? It's got nothing to do with Canadian or American. It's got to do with you baiting that caller. Now, I know the guy parked his car on the sidewalk. I understand that the police were called to get everybody to move their cars off the sidewalk. I understand. This happens a million times a day in both the United States and Canada. Somebody's parking their car where they shouldn't. Here comes the cop. They got to tow it. Okay. What gives the cop the right to hip check, that is, to flip through the air, this old man? And don't tell me that a hip check is picking somebody up and laying them gently on the cement.
Well, that's what it is, if you want to believe it.
That just doesn't sound to me like a very efficient martial arts move in controlling the violence of another individual. Here is Stephen in San Francisco on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Stephen.
Hey, we have the facts. You have an injured 84-year-old man, and that's given by the hospital. And you have a person that's a veteran. And this is an example of what Dave is saying is good police work and fine. He's giving the best evidence of why he needs more training before he would ever graduate. I'm all for redemption, but if this is an example of how we would treat elderly and our veterans, what does it say?
Well, sir, I would ask you this. Am I supposed to ask the guy before I arrest him, hey, are you a World War II veteran, sir, before I hip check you? Is that what I'm supposed to do?
Is that God bless you, Dave.
We don't have the time to do that, sir, especially if, like, for instance, a guy is raping a woman. Should I ask him, are you a veteran? Because I don't want to treat you too rough if you're a veteran.
Oh, come on. That's got nothing to do with it. We're talking about a car that was illegally parked, not a rape.
No, this guy wants me to ask people, oh, excuse me, are you a veteran? That way I will know whether to, you know, like, arrest you or not. Get out of here, man.
If it's your grandfather that got knocked down, you wouldn't care whether or not he was a veteran or not. If, God forbid, it was your grandfather, and if God bless you,
my grandfather would never come out of no bar drunk and put his hands on a cop, you know?
Dave,
he would never put his hands on no cop,
Dave, if God bless you, if God blesses you, if God blesses you and lets you get older, you're going to be an older, too. And you're going to probably suffer whatever ill treatment you give others because you sound gung-ho and ready to be an abusive cop.
You know, man, this is what you just said, man. If you get to be older, then you're going to be older. That's what you just said.
To you, Dave, you sound hot under the collar and ready to be an abusive cop.
No, I'm just ready to defend the police, which nobody does anymore.
You're not defending it. You're not objective. You're not
You're
calling injuring an old person, cradling them to the ground. You have no objectivity.
Well, did you see it? You didn't see it. You're not objective either, man. And another thing, you said when you get older, then you're going to be older. Do you remember when you said that?
Okay, we already heard you say that.
That didn't make no sense.
Okay, fine. The gentleman was trying to get out a sentence, and you kept interrupting him. I appreciate your call very much, Stephen. Thank you. And I think what the gentleman said is he was trying to say, had that been your grandfather, had that been, I mean, is that what you do?
Let me tell you, Mr. Henry, when you have I don't care if he's 80, if you got a guy and all you can smell is Jim Beam, you got a situation. Okay.
All right, so he's drunk.
If a guy comes at you and you take a deep breath and you think of Kessler, smooth as silk, and you like makes you thirsty, okay, before you go and wet your whistle, you got a guy that stinks of Kessler. What are you going to do? Make a split? Okay, go ahead. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
You asking me?
Yeah.
If I got a guy that what?
If a guy comes to you, even if he comes to you with a tear in his eye, and he stinks of Jack Daniels, what do you do? Quick. This is the kind of reaction we have to have as police officers.
Well, if a guy comes to me and he stinks of Jack Daniels, what?
Yeah, what do you do?
What do I do? What are you talking about, man? If he comes to me, are you talking about if he's breaking the law?
Well, yeah, that part goes unsaid. Yeah, he's breaking the law.
All right, hold on for a minute, man. You know, it doesn't make any difference. If a guy stinks of booze, I mean, you can walk down any city street in America on any given day at any hour of the day, and you'll smell that. 877-876-PHIL. As a matter of fact, I remember smelling it on a guy that, you know, I was working with one night. I'll never forget. This guy comes wheeling into the studio, and boy, you could smell the whatever it was, the Irish whiskey, a block off. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Dave Oliva. Further discussion about the Orlando situation in a moment of the world-famous, groundbreaking Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
What do you do?
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. World-famous Phil Hendry Show and on our video cast every night on our website, philhendryshow.com. If you'd like to watch the show as well as listen to it, you can watch us, and you can watch us mobile with your Android phone or your Evo phone, wherever you are. Wherever you're going tonight, take it with you. So what we have here is the situation in Orlando, Florida, where an 84-year-old man was quote-unquote hip-checked. His neck was broken. He's in the hospital. You've got the 911 calls from at least one witness who said that this was violent. He said he's going to the governor. There's people that are worked up about this, Dave. And we've got a lot of people who have been talking almost to the person that while the police are certainly valued by us, they cannot use excessive force.
What, Mr. Hendry, what we have is one witness who called up 911 and then couldn't wait for the reporter or the Orlando newspaper to come to where the old man got, you know, like where they probably tripped him or something, you know, for all that.
No, we can say that he wasn't tripped. He had a broken neck.
Okay. But, I mean, the guy that made the call on 911 also just so happened to be at the scene when the Orlando newspaper writer come, you know, to cover it. And, oh, gee, guess what, man? Oh, hey, hi. I'm the guy that made the 911 call. Can I also be interviewed by you? I bet you he, like, bothered the guy all night and followed him around until the guy said, okay, I'll give you a quote. See, that's the way it works, you know? And did anybody want to get a quote from the cop? No. Did they quote the cop?
Police cop, the cops are not going to talk, man. There's no comment. They're not going to have any comment. All right, 877-876-PHIL. Renee in Orlando, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Renee.
Yes. I want to talk to that CJS instructor. There is no way that use of force should have been done because I worked corrections for 8 years, and I know that they cover up. And for him to take up for them, he know for a fact that he was wrong. And
well, wait a second. How do you know the old man wasn't lying? They could be lying about the old man having a broken neck, if you ever thought about that. Because, like, look, you know how they took him.
But it's been all over the radio. Why would you say that's a lie when it's all over the radio?
Because that's what they're telling the radio, but they know, you know, this woman.
We all park where we don't supposed to park and run in and run out. And everyone said how the man was acting, so why didn't that police think that he was a vet? Why did they think that he had some type of mental problem?
Well, because they said to this guy, hey, you got to move. He parked his car on the sidewalk. I mean, that's mentally diseased, you know? But a lot of mental people, like, have you ever seen people that are mentally, you know, they have superhuman strength. I don't know if you're aware of that. Okay? Ma'am?
No. Yes.
You know how? Do you have any people in your family
regardless, whatever that 84-year-old man did that night, he did not deserve to get his neck broke by none of you officers.
Yeah, except if he had that superhuman strength that a lot of people who are mentally deficient have, you know?
And wait a minute. The guy's a veteran. What do you mean mentally deficient? He was in the United States military. He's lived his entire life. He's in a bar. He's having a drink, you know.
Yeah, and he parks his car on a sidewalk. To me, hello, I don't know what this lady thinks, but I'm sure you agree, ma'am. You don't park your car on a sidewalk.
But the lady said, you run in and you run out. Sometimes we do that.
He wasn't running in and running out, man. He parked his car on the sidewalk and went in and started, draining. It drained.
You know what? You as an officer, you done did it yourself. Y'all break more laws than anything. Like I said, I work corrections. I know how y'all treat people.
No, we never break laws.
You know what? I don't care.
You guys in corrections? You guys in corrections? You're always like smuggling. Don't you smuggle marijuana?
Sue you all because that did not have to take from. Thank you.
You work in corrections. You probably smuggle weed in, like, little cigarette packs and stuff. And
don't accuse people of things that you don't know is true.
She works in corrections. She probably brings it in a baggie that she slips up into her...
All right. Thank you very much. Dave Oliva, talking with us about the Orlando excessive force case. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Probably sticks it right up in...
Phil Henry.